When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W, with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by CHEV.
Mental toughness is... I'm not going to quit. It hurts. But I'm not going to quit. Oh, it's hurting worse. I'm not going to quit. Oh, I don't know. I've never experienced pain and discomfort at this level. But I'm not going to quit. I don't know if I can go any further. But I'm not going to quit.
Patience. Patience. Growing up, I've always been very hungry for success. And being young... You want everything to come your way just like that. And I had to understand how to pace myself.
You see, rock bottom isn't the end. It's where clarity begins. It's where you finally stop pretending to be okay. And you start asking yourself, who am I, really? When you lose what's temporary, you start to find what's eternal. Peace, faith, purpose. You don't have to fear starting over. Because every time that you do, you come back stronger, wiser, closer to the person you're meant to be. So remember, you're not broken. You're just being rebuilt.
Your life is your life. Don't let it be clubbed into dank submission. Be on the watch. There are ways out. There is light somewhere. It may not be much light, but it beats the darkness. Be on the watch. The gods will offer you chances and owe them and take them. You can't beat death, but you can beat death in life. Sometimes the more often you learn to do it, the more light there will be. Your life is your life. Know it while you have it. You are marvelous. The gods wait to delight in you.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W, with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University. Set a course for change. Certified to operate by CHEV.
And so there are so many people in the world, and you know, you may be watching this right now, and you have these incredible ideas, and what you think is missing is motivation. And that's not true.
In my language, you all have the same purpose. And that purpose is to reflect and to reveal the cosmos in a way that has never happened before. You can say the divine presence, you can say great God of the universe, you can say divine life. Whatever it is, we have the purpose to reveal this presence, this cosmic happening, to localize the cosmic happening in a way that has never, ever happened before. We all have different missions of how we do that. But our purpose is to reveal that, and that is how you break free from the status quo.
People always say, oh, haters motivate me. That line right there drives me insane. If negativity is your motivation, it's impossible to turn your ears off to the good and the bad, or to pick one or the other. You know, if you're listening to their negativity, you're also going to have big ears, we call it, to the compliments and the yes men. And the minute you're allowing someone else to control your day or control your motivation or control your wavelength of life, you set yourself up for failure.
These are amazing times. And in order for us to wake up, we need a wake-up call. If you can frame the circumstances to see that it's an opportunity for everybody to pause and a retreat from their lives. And by removing the constant stimulation in their external environment that reminds them of who they think they are as a personality, they're not going to the same places, they're not seeing the same people, they're not doing the same things. And they're actually confined to kind of a personalized retreat in the comfort of their own home.
The death of emotions is primary, because when your emotions always skew the way you see reality. And Socrates, he was very different than what you hear today. And everybody today is like, oh, reality is what you make of it, what you want it to be. Socrates is the polar opposite. He says, look, your emotions are getting in the way of what's really out there. You need to start checking your emotions at the door and just see what the world actually is in itself.
Had this misguided notion that everybody in life should just be honest, just be themselves. Whereas the truth is, we're never really ourselves as a social animal. We're always wearing masks. We're continually acting. But if you looked at yourself in the course of a day, you would realize, anybody would realize, how many different masks you wear.
Now, the beauty behind this is who you're going to emerge as. And sure, the conditions in our environment are causing us to be uncertain. And in uncertainty, when things, we can't predict certain things, we move from everything that's predictable and known to this realm called the unknown.
Mindset I'm defining as what's possible in your life, right? Think about the area that you're not making progress in. And mindset is the set of assumptions and attitudes we have around something, around how the world works, especially what we believe is possible, what we believe we're capable of, what we believe we deserve.
And the fact about human beings is that we are not designed to do things that are uncomfortable or scary or difficult. Our brains are designed to protect us from those things because our brains are trying to keep us alive. And in order to change, in order to build a business, in order to be the best parent, the best spouse, to do all those things that you know you want to do with your life, with your work, with your dreams, you're going to have to do things that are difficult, uncertain, or scary.
You have to ignore the externalities, the third parties and their subjective views of you. Otherwise, you are setting yourself up for failure. And it breeds a false sense of ego. We have such a small window of opportunity in this life to self-generate success. And every day we wake up, that window's closing at an alarming rate. And every minute you waste worrying about somebody that has zero real effect on your life, that window comes closer. And one day you're going to wake up and look back, and that window is going to have slammed shut on your ass. And you're going to look back and regret all those minutes wasted worrying about somebody that didn't even know you.
Limitless is not about being perfect. It's about progressing and advancing beyond what you believe is possible.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Everything begins with a thought. Wherever you don't have love, if you don't have enough money, if you don't have enough health, somewhere, somehow, you've had a thought that's blocked you. And all our beliefs about money, everything really starts so early. But the great news is you can change your thought.
When you live it, you leave it. When you live it, you leave it. What you're saying is wonderful, but what you're doing is penetrating. It's shaping the lives of those who are watching. And I realized that the bigger I dream, the more contagious I became.
A person who's living a lie, they cannot be well-balanced. They cannot be well-adjusted in themselves.
Because you can lose it all, but you can't lose your principles. If you live a principle-centered life, your foundation is solid. Whereas if you, let's say, for instance, you have a great company, you have a lot of money, and you base your life on having this, well, you're going to be an insecure person because money and fame and fortune is frail. You can lose it in an instant. You can wake up tomorrow and for whatever reason, things fall apart. Now, if you based your life on this, your base of your life would crumble. You can't base your life on something that's frail, that can be taken from you. So according to Stephen R. Covey, the human psyche will always be healthy if it bases its life on principle.
There's effluence, affluence, and influence. Affluence is generosity, it's giving. There can be no permanent affluence unless there's effluence in your consciousness. So first, you're in service to something higher. And you begin to ask yourself, because you've been given everything, you're a composite spiritual idea that carries the infinite and ways beyond your wildest imagining, you have to live in the inquiry of what can I give, what can I share, how can I shine, how can I radiate. You have to give up the thought of what can I get from the world.
Don't sign up for the goal, sign up for the inconvenience it's going to cost you. Sign up for that. Sign up. I sign up every day to the inconvenience. The goal looks sexy. The inconvenience looks costly. But if you sign up for the inconvenience, then the goal will take care of itself.
There's no more freeing moment in your life when you can hear something said about you and completely dismiss it, and your day, the wavelength of your day has not altered completely. It is truly being free from within yourself and living a life in your own mind, unjudged by others, because life is hard enough, and it's going to beat you down at every opportunity. Why add one more thing?
take their attention off of everything that's known. And if you do that properly and you're not aware of your body, if you're not aware of the people in your life that you identify with, you're not thinking about your cell phone or any object, you're not thinking about where you're sitting, where you work, where you need to go, you're not thinking about the future or the past or in the present moment, then what are you? Your consciousness. And now that is the eye of the needle that passes you through to the quantum field. You can't enter that place as a somebody. You got to enter as a nobody.
The planet is Mother Earth, Gaia, rainforest, rivers, three-fourths water, trees. It's a magnificent, luminous being that's becoming more and more conscious of itself. And then there is the world. The world is held together by opinions, points of view, positionalities, beliefs, which is why individuals can be on the same spot on the planet, but be in different worlds.
Are you willing to not quite know what's there, but that something is there is greater than you? Are you willing to say, my life has to make a huge difference?
A life well lived is what makes you enthusiastic. Find enthusiasm and you're at the highest level of the human experience. Enthusiasm, it's actually, the path to happiness is enthusiasm.
Your life comes down to your decisions. And if you change your decisions, you will change everything.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
It's going to feel better when it's over. And you know this.
You know this. You know that when you get done doing the hard thing, it's going to feel better.
Your standard has to live inside of you. It has to be in your heart. It has to be in your blood. And it has to be in your soul. And it has to be the way that you live. You cannot live any other way if you want to be great. It's about how you move when no one's watching. It's about how you work when you're not going to get applause. It's not about what you do on Instagram. It's about what you do in reality.
If you want to be great, you have to be willing to prepare, prepare, and prepare. And when a cat has talent, they think they can just walk out there and do what they do with their talent until they meet a cat that's prepared.
Because that is life, my friends. Life is not supposed to be easy. Life is not supposed to be predictable. Life is supposed to be hard and difficult, come with a set of challenges and unknowns, and it is our job to solve these things. And if we can build resiliency, we can push through the hardship. It is your ability to suffer a setback and then bounce back quicker. It is your ability to create forward momentum even when things are not favorable, even when the odds are stacked against you and the potential for a positive outcome is lower than normal. When you make mistakes, they add up. They add up. One mistake compounds and leads to another, which leads to another, and they can lead you to a downward spiral of destruction. You know what else adds up? The positive things. Small sacrifices that you make to do things right.
the daily discipline required to get you where you want to get to. Those little positive things add up too. Here's a question. Why don't we do them? Why don't we do them? It's because they add up slowly.
If you can get through to doing things that you hate to do, on the other side is greatness.
I think a lot of personal growth is training yourself on how you respond to hard. The more I think about it as a competitive landscape, as I'm clear on what this path is supposed to look like, and these rocks and these dragons are things that I'm going to have to slay along the way to get the princess or get the treasure, I get happier about the harder it is because I know that no one else will follow.
Man, why am I not doing this for myself? Because that is the number one purpose in life, is to better oneself.
You don't have enough time. And no one does. No one has enough time. It's a finite commodity, and we're all running out of time. And that is why we can't waste any time. We can't waste time sitting around and doing nothing. Can't waste time scrolling through social media. You can't waste time. In fact, what you need to do every chance you get is you need to make time. You need to make time. You need to get up earlier. How can you move faster with more efficiency and maximum effectiveness? Get that sense of urgency and go get after it.
I tell the same thing to anybody, no matter what your field is, if you really want it that bad, you'll make it happen, you know?
It's not your choice to decide, this is something that I shouldn't have dealt with, well, I don't want to deal with it, I shouldn't be dealing with it. If it's happened to you, it's happened to you and that's it. You're dealing with it. It wasn't your choice, but it's your responsibility as a person, if you want to be better, to take that loss and to let it propel you forward.
You have no fucking idea how great you really are, because you are using such minimal of what you have.
Figure out what you want. Ignore the opinions of others. Do so much work, it would be unreasonable if you fail. Realize it never mattered to begin with. Help others once you get there. You've already achieved the things you said would make you successful.
We all have dreams. I had it when I was younger. So I figured the best place to make those dreams come true are in isolation. So I walked into isolation as Dave the Goggins, but I walked out of isolation as Goggins. You become a savage is in isolation. That's when your mind changes. That's when your focus changes. Your dedication changes. Gain focus. Isolation is the key to strengthening your mind.
You know, one way of looking at unhappiness is people who are in one way or another in a tunnel. They say, the only way to live is this way. They're not happy with it, but it seems the only way. I've got to love this person, though it's not making me happy. I've got to do this job, though it's a prison. I've got to live in this place, though I don't like it. You know, we can unpick some of those things and say, really? Is that absolutely necessary? Where human beings are brilliant at building themselves cages and throwing away the key.
We are built to constantly compare ourselves to other people. We're always thinking of what the other person has and how we are in relation to them. Are we getting as much attention as that other person? This started off when we were children. Are we getting more attention than our siblings from our parents? So we're continually comparing ourselves in rank and power and status to the people around us.
For the most part, our thinking is born of obsession and usually wrapped up in a whole lot of junk from the outside, past things, things that we project into the future, stuff we saw on TV, stuff that we heard on the internet, stuff that somebody said to us. Most of our thinking is not serving us because it doesn't come from stillness. It's a form of activity, not action.
I want them to come up against the point where they're going to give up, quit. And they're going to sit there and nobody else is giving up and quitting. And they're going to go all in more and they're going to start believing that there's something on the other side of that emotion. They're going to believe that there's something past the story of their past because they're stretching themselves out of a null. And it takes a tremendous amount of awareness, repetition, information, model building, sharing, understanding, experiencing to finally have a person get to the point where they just let go.
Better be real careful with the words that you tell yourself, because that right there, how you view yourself, how you talk to yourself, how you look in the mirror and how you perceive yourself, that's the same way you're going to see the world, the same way you're going to talk to the world, and the same thing you're going to get out of the world. So you better be real careful on the story you tell yourself on how you feel about yourself. Otherwise, what are you going to expect?
The origin of wisdom, according to the Greeks, was know thyself, right? And I believe that very firmly, that knowledge about who you are is an end in itself and will help you in so many ways become that human being that I think we all have the potential to become.
The first and most important thing is that you have to understand that if 95% of who you are is a set of unconscious programs, then the first step is lighting a match in a dark place. If you want to become someone else, you got to become aware of who you are.
How you can change your circumstances by changing your attitude. Your attitude towards life will determine what you get. If you're avoidant and hostile towards people, a hostile person will tend to create hostility around him.
Revelation is very clear. Revelation is very imminent. Revelation is what's being revealed to you, what's right in front of your eyes. If only you stop thinking.
But I told myself, the guy that hires me is going to be proud he picked me. So what do you got to do? You got to show up every day. And what happened is I was on this path. Here's that path right there. It just glows. And all of a sudden, people start jumping off a cliff over time. Kids, drugs, failure, it doesn't matter. Excuses, I don't care what it is. But if you stay on that path and people are jumping off, you show up and guess what happens? You become the oldest guy on the team.
I think that you don't suffer less. You suffer differently. And the most important thing is if you're not alone. Probably the most difficult thing in all our experiences, and certainly in the experience of pain or loss or suffering or ache, is not to be alone.
Each time I feel anger at my sibling or my mother or friend for saying something that I misinterpreted, I go, that's your ego speaking. These people weren't saying something that was personal. You just have your ego, which is always getting in your way. Question it.
You see, the moment your life will change is the moment that you turn your reasons of why you can't into your reasons of why you can.
You learn to love yourself in the context of your relationships with others. It's interactive. You need a good amount of self-awareness, but you also need to be in relationships because it's people who help you become more aware.
It's simple. Knowledge, experience, wisdom. Philosophy, initiate that philosophy, master it. Mind, body, soul. Thinking, doing, being. Learning with your head, applying with your hands, knowing it by heart. And this is the journey of knowledge, because when you learn that information and you really study it, you are going to begin to see the world differently because your brain is changing.
Imperfection stalks us. I don't think we will ever overcome it. And indeed, the quest to be immortal, to be free of blemishes, to be always correct, to say and feel always the appropriate thing, is in itself a form of madness and wrongness. And I think that we best accommodate ourselves to the conditions of life by accepting in an a priori way that we are flawed, those around us will be flawed, we will make errors, those around us will make errors. We are largely in the dark, therefore we need to go easy on ourselves and be generous towards others.
If I could stay connected to the emotions of my future all day long, there's no way I would be looking for when it would be happening. How could I look for when it would be happening if I feel like it's happened? I wouldn't look anymore, which means I wouldn't be separate from it. And that's when you start creating magic.
So that somebody else tells you, I too have gone through this. That's why we read books that inspire us from other people who have also lost and found their way back and saw the light again and they created new hope and reconnected with someone and allow themselves to love again and have another child and start another business, whatever it is. You know, you go through it, but you have a sense that there is that thing called going through it and that you can come out of it on the other side, that there is hope.
You want to love life. You want to love fate. And what fate means, things happen to you you can't control. You didn't control who your parents are. You didn't control what city you were born into, what school you went into. You didn't control whether you were born rich or poor, right? There's much you can't control, that's fate. Accept it for what it is. Stop whining and stop going, I want something else. Embrace your world, your life. Our fear of death is probably the greatest influence in our behavior.
Revelation is literally like, it's not something very mystical. It's look at what's right in front of me. Most of the times, if there's a crisis, if we just stop, sit, and open our eyes, the path is revealed right in front of us.
Are you interested in achieving these goals, or are you committed? If you're interested, you'll do what's convenient. You'll come up with stories and excuses and reasons why you can't, and you'll use your education as an excuse, you'll use your story as an excuse, you'll use all of that as your reasons why you can't. But if you're committed, you will do whatever it takes. You'll let go of your stories, you'll let go of your excuses, you'll let go of all the reasons you currently have that are formulating your identity of yourself, and you'll learn how to let that go and become who you are destined to become.
The bigger issue with fine is that you say it to yourself. That thing that you want, I guarantee you, you convinced yourself that you're fine not having it.
How people live their lives as a result of the story they believe about themselves. You live in a dominant culture that is designed to destroy your sense of self and your belief in yourself, and you have to learn ways in which you can begin to connect with this power that you have within yourself to handle where you are. The key is to be constantly in a perpetual process of discovering the truth of who you are and fighting constantly to look for ways in which you can escape the inner conversation.
Happiness is usually a result. If I get this, then. If I get to the top of that mountain, then I'll have the ta-da moment of, oh, I've got it. Oh, I figured it out. Which is all BS. Because they're all false peaks. They're not false peaks, but they're never the peak.
You got to get real dogs. You got to get downright folk if you want to make it. Now, like I was telling you before, if you want to be ordinary, you ain't even got to listen to me. Just go about your business. If you think ordinary's cool, ain't no problem. It's some really, really wonderful ordinary people. But if you are sitting in this room and you have extraordinary aspirations, then you're going to have to do extra. I want what all other men want. But when the pressure hits, when the opposition hits, when the challenge hits, when the pain creeps in, when the uncertainty creeps in, when the cuts, when the scars, when the bruises come, I want what all other men want. Except when the opposition and adversity shows up, I just want it a little bit more than they want it.
See, the point is, you don't know how much future you've got. What's gone is gone. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Some of you have had terrible things happen in the past. But what's gone is gone.
It's in the past.
And to spend your time focusing on the past is to spend the only thing that you've got, and that's what's right here, right now, because the sand never stops running. This is all we've got. And to spend your time now thinking of what happened there is making absolute certain that the future is going to be the same as the coming. Now, I don't suppose many of us spend a lot of time thinking about that, but a lot of us spend a lot of time making that error.
That's just kind of the way that life works sometimes. It's Murphy's Law. When things go wrong, they always seem to happen at once, and they just compound on top of each other. And it's pretty easy sometimes to feel beat when you're faced with all those issues and all those problems, and they all hit you at the same time. But let me tell you, that doesn't mean give up. In fact, it means the opposite. It means it's time for you to fight harder, to dig in.
It means it's time for me to go on the war path.
There's not one person that you look up to, not one, that gets up every day and says, this is fucking amazing. I can't wait to do this. No matter what they tell you on social media, they still have bad days. They still have days where they want to do something else. The difference is they don't, because they're committed. When you think about where you are, where you're going, and what it is you're trying to accomplish, there's only two ways you can be. You can be the person who learns a little bit, who does a little bit, and then who decides, like this, it really isn't for them, and moves on to something else and repeats that cycle over and over and over again. Or you can be the person who's committed. You can be the person who says, this is going to fucking work no matter what happens. No matter what, I'm fucking doing this. Those are the people that are going to win.
There's actually two human beings in the bathroom every morning. There's you, and there's a human being in the mirror. And that human being is trying, and they've been there a long time, and they've been waiting for you to wake up and to see them. They're tired of your constant negativity. They're tired of you beating them down. They need you to be more encouraging. They need you to be more celebratory. They need your support. And when you finally wake up and create a moment with yourself every single morning where you look yourself in the eye and you see yourself and you forgive yourself and you honor yourself and you say, I believe, it is this remarkably deep and spiritual healing of connection that you've been longing for a very long time.
We get hurt, and either we don't want to deal with it because it's too painful, or we don't know how, which I think is often the case. And that hurt, we don't like feeling hurt, but without knowing it, hurt turns into anger.
Where's the opening for you? There's room for you out here. Out here in the arena called life, there's room for you to come out and live your dream. Don't allow that to keep you in the corner or keep you up in the bleachers, looking at life, being a spectator, not being a participant, making a difference in life. I believe that all of us came here with something. All of us showed up to give something, and that nobody, but nobody's going to give that service that you have to give.
Confidence comes from this, because the disease of lack of confidence is you're obsessed with everybody else thinks about you. What are they going to think? What are they going to think? What are they going to think? That's the symptom. The disease is you're worried about your reputation with everybody else because you don't have a good one with you. If your reputation with self is exemplary, you're not concerned about your reputation with others. So self-confidence comes from one simple thing. It comes from keeping the promises you make to yourself. That's it. If you begin to consistently keep the promises you make to you,
don't ever be ashamed of anything you've done in your life. Face it, fix it, make it better. Build belief, build confidence to the point where nothing can hurt you because you know exactly who you are. You've faced your demons in your mind. You were able to hear all your past traumas. You were able to listen to them. You're able to say, okay, now I can now talk to people about what I went through. I'm no longer embarrassed. I'm no longer ashamed. Being ashamed is one of the biggest things that people nowadays in their minds kill them from moving forward. I'm ashamed of myself. We are humans. But then again, if you always think that we're humans, you will always just be a human and always make the same mistakes. Go through the archives, dig it up, study it, and then use it for yourself.
It's how you gained mastery. See, feeling confident is because that's what you feel after you've done it over and over and over again. But true confidence begins the moment you're willing to try.
We are taken apart slowly. Convinced to take an easier path. Enticed by comfort. Most of us aren't defeated in one decisive battle. We are defeated one tiny, seemingly insignificant surrender at a time that chips away at who we should really be. It isn't that you wake up one day and decide, that's it, I'm going to be weak. No. It is a slow, incremental process. It chips away at our will. It chips away at our discipline.
When you invest in something, and you hustle and you work for something, you got a different type of attachment to it. You're going to have a cold day in hell for somebody to try to take this from you. We live by this, we die by this. We don't surrender, we don't retreat.
Once something's important to you, it never leaves your mind. If you always dreamt about being a singer-songwriter and you never did it, you will be haunted by that at the age of 70, because it's still right here, stored in the back of your mind. It's something that's meant for you, that's trying to call to you. You see, your dreams, you either pursue them or they fucking haunt you.
You're suffering from self-doubt while others are intimidated by your full potential. If your past self could see where you're at today, think of how impressed they would be.
Imagine there are eternal verities, truth, beauty, justice, love, courage, fortitude, passion. Think of all those things as virtues. So virtue is what all virtues have in common. That's the relationship of God to the good. God is the essence of the good. Well, you may think, how would that manifest itself in your life? Well, that might be pursuit of the good. That's the pursuit of the good that unites all proximal good. Well, what is that exactly? Well, it's something like belief that it would be for the best that all things flourish to the degree that that's possible.
We're not on this stage just because of talent or ability. We're up here because of 4 a.m. We're up here because of 2-a-days, but 5-a-days. We're up here because we had a dream and let nothing stand in our way. If anything tried to bring us down, we used it to make us stronger. We were never satisfied, never finished, will never be retired.
I'm moving forward with my life because I deserve a better life. There's a you inside of you that you haven't even met yet. There's a life waiting for you that you haven't even experienced yet because you're choosing to stay in a life that isn't meant for you no more. You have left your greatness, you have left your peace, you have left that fulfill you that you know who you are. You have left that person on the shelf for far too long. And you've accepted something that's past its expiration date. But you gotta make the decision right now, and you gotta make the choice and say, no more. I refuse to settle for less anymore.
The price of regret
is much heavier than the price of discipline. You never want to wake up one day, one week, one month, one year down the road and go, shh, man, I wish I would have listened to my gut. I wish I would have done this thing. You don't want to live in regret. If there's something you want to get done in work, your relationships, school, whatever it is, do it.
You have to start living your life in expectation. You have got to start expecting great things to happen for you in order for it to happen. If you live your life in expectations, that's what happens to you.
Turn your wounds into wisdom. You will be wounded many times in your life. You'll make mistakes. Some people will call them failures. But I have learned that failure is really God's way of saying, excuse me, you're moving in the wrong direction. It's just an experience.
It's your unlimited desires that are clouding your peace, your happiness. Every desire you have is an access where you will suffer.
Don't stop running towards your dream. It's very important as you hold on to that dream. There are moments when you're going to doubt yourself. There are rough times are going to come, but they have not come to stay. They have come to pass. It's very important for you to know that. Don't say I'm having a bad day. Say I'm having a character building day.
Every man has two lies. And the second starts when he realizes he has just one.
Don't worry about motivation. Motivation is fickle. It comes and goes. It is unreliable, and when you are counting on motivation to get your goals accomplished, you will likely fall short. So don't expect to be motivated every day to get out there and make things happen. You won't be. Don't count on motivation. Count on discipline.
They don't print time. They don't print opportunities. You can lose money and get it back. You can't get time back. You can't get experience back.
You need to be able to trust your own word. And a lot of us don't, because life is very convenient. It is easy for people to not stick to the promises that they set themselves, because our ability to be idealistic always going to outstrip reality's ability to deliver that to us. As soon as you posit an ideal, you then begin to compare yourself to that ideal. And true hell is when the person that you are meets the person that you could have been.
You know what you have to do, so make yourself do it. You do that with discipline. Everyone wants some magic pill, some life hack that eliminates the need to do the work, but that does not exist. No. You have to do the work. You've got to hold the line. You've got to make it happen. So dig in. Find the discipline. Be the discipline. Accomplish. That's it.
A lot of people talk about discipline. Okay, great. Why do you fall off? Wagon. Why can't I continue with this routine? Going to the gym, being better, waking up early, eating the right foods. It's because maybe it's your kids, maybe it's your wife, maybe it's your job, and it's all just stuck in your brain. You don't have it compartmentalized and organized in these nice shelves. So where am I going to put discipline? You got to be able to find all these different things in your mind. Oh, I could put discipline right there. I could put consistency right there. I could put all these things right there in that spot. If your life is not organized, and your life being everything around you.
Self-confidence is really someone who keeps promises of themselves. Because self-confidence is really like your reputation with yourself. If you've got a great reputation with yourself and you know you can trust you, you're not so concerned about your reputation or what other people think about you.
Stop being driven by rewards. Stop being driven by outcomes. Stop being driven by, if I get this, I'm gonna do this. Just work. And if you don't get what you thought you were gonna get, show up and still go to work.
Because along the process, what's more important, what you acquire or who you become? And a lot of people think what they acquire is the thing that makes them who they are. No, it's who you become in the process of chasing what you want to acquire. Like, change expectation for appreciation. Extract the lessons and the blessings from the situations that didn't turn out the way you wanted them to turn out. But most importantly, man, approach it and eliminate the outcome.
This is your season of comeback. It's happening for your life. This is a season where everything changes for you. Everything changes for you, but you gotta claim it. You gotta own it. This is the season where everything that you're going through, everything that you've been through that didn't make sense, this is the season where it's gonna make sense. This is the season where all those losses in the past that didn't make sense, all the setbacks, all the no's, this is the season where you get that yes where it makes sense.
If you don't have a lofty ambition, then you suffer miserably. And the reason for that is life is really complex, short, finite, full of suffering, and beyond you. The suffering is meaningful, it's just not the kind of meaning you want. So how do you get out of that? You note the baseline of suffering, and then you say to yourself, okay, I need to do something that justifies that.
Because belief is our strongest, is the strongest thing we can have in our soul. Without belief, nothing happens. Without belief, nothing happens. If we don't believe it, nothing will happen in our life. Nothing will change in life. So you got to believe it.
Commitment is staying true to what you said you would do long after the mood that you set it in has left.